We'll start again from the two dots, around 15, 20 lines from the bottom. Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Godl. When you write Shem Mishimon, you want to write Shimon, you only ended up writing Shem. Say Chayev. Fek Demol Midomi, how do you compare the two names? Mem the Shem, the Mem of Shem is Sosum. It's the end of Mem. Mem de Shimon is Pasuach. You ended up writing Shimon, only the word Shin Mem, but it ended up being a Pasuach Dika Mem. And if you want to write Shem, it's supposed to be a closed Mem, an end of Mem. Omer Avchidze Zaysemes, from here you can deduce Sosum Vaza Pasuach, kosher. If you have a Sefer Torah that was supposed to be closed, supposed to be an end of Mem, but also Pasuach, and you end up making it a Mem Pasuach, it's kosher, because you wanted to write Shimon, which is the Mem Pasuach, and you end up writing Mem Sosum. So we see, Sosum Vosa Pasuach is kosher. In fact, how can it be kosher? Ksaftem, Shtek Sivitama, it has to be complete. Shleichtav Alfin, Einin, Einin, Alfin, Bezin, Chofin, Chofin, Bezin, Gamin, Sadin, Sadin, Gamin, Dalsin, Reshin, Reshin, Dalsin, Hein, Chesin, Chesin, Hein. You can't mix them up. They have to be specifically Vovin, Yudin, and not Yudin Vovin, Zayin and Nunin. Zayin can look like a Nun, but rather Nun has to look, and but it has to be correct. Nunin can't be Zayin, Tessin, Kfeifin, Feifin, Tessin, Kfufin, Pshutim, the letters that are Kofuf, that are not ender letters, Pshutin, cannot be made ender letters. And Pshutin, Kfufin, Mi means Memin, Samchin, Samchin, Memin, Stumin, Psuchin, that's the gate to Arkasha. Stumin, have to be Stumin, can't be Psuchin. Psuchin cannot be Stumin. In addition, Pasha Psucha Leyesen Estuma, a whole Pasha that's Psucha can't be Stuma. Stuma Leyesen a Psucha, Kos for Kashira, Osh Kos for Shir Kyotzebo, like Hazinu, Osh Kos for Shloi Bidyoi, Osh Kos for Askos Bezov, you wrote them in gold, Harelu Yignezu. If you don't correct it, it needs Gniza. But we see Al Kaponim that Pasuach, if it's supposed to be Sosum, and you made a Pasuach, it's no good. So Shem is supposed to be Sosum, and the Mem, and you wrote Shimon's Shin Mem. It's a different type of Mem, so it's not kosher. So why is it Bechal that you wrote Shem? It has to be a Shem. So it has to be readable. Zoktamaguhuda Omar, Kiai Tana. He holds like the following Tana. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda holds like the following Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira Omer, Nema B'Sheni, the second day of the Karbonos, it says, Vinis Kehem. It could have said Vinis Ochel like the other days, the extra end of Mem. B'Shishi, by the sixth day, Vinis Ochel Ho. It could have said Vinis Ko like the other days, but it says the sixth day, it says Vinis Ochel Ho, next to Yud. B'Shvi, Kamishpatom. It says Kamishpat, it could have said, but it said Kamishpatom and the Mem. So it spells out, Hare Mem Yud Mem. What does Mem Yud Mem spell out? Mayim. Bikan remes the nitzach mayim min haTorah. So it's remes the nitzach mayim. Now, what kind of mem are we using to spell out the word mayim? An end of mem, a yud, an end of mem. Well, the first letter is supposed to be a regular mem. So we see that even though it's supposed to be a regular mem, if you make it a closed mem, an end of mem, it's good. The Torah is meremes nitzach mayim. So zok the Gemara, umi the pasuach was a sosum kosher. If it's supposed to be pasuach, and you made it sosum, mayim, you utilize the mem of niskehem, it's sosum, it's kosher, so sosum nami, the opposite too. Sosum was a pasuach, meaning, shimoin is, you want to use it for shame. It's sosum, it's supposed to be shame, it's supposed to be an endomem, was a pasuach, but you use shimoin, which is a pasuach, which is not an endomem, it's also kosher. So when you want to write shimoin and you write shame, It's sosum vaza pasuach, so it's kosher. Zok d'gemara mi domi, how do you compare? Just because sosum works instead of pasuach doesn't mean pasuach works instead of sosum. Sosum is much more halig. It's higher level. Mi domi, pasuach vaza sosum. When you're supposed to do pasuach and you made it sosum, daf kuf dalad on the top, aluya kama ailele. That's going up in dagas. Because after all, the mem sosum was on the luchos. That's what they wrote. The ksav that was Ashuris on the Luchos was Benes. Because if it's carved out of the Luchos and it still doesn't fall out the chip in the middle, If it's carved out, what is a mem? A mem is a square, right? Samach is a circle. Circle, square. So the middle part should fall out if it's totally carved out. From both sides, it's red. Chelus al aluchos. Mishneid stodim. So what happened to the middle? B'nesa yoimdin. It stood in midair. So we see that akoponim, the end of mem and the end of samach, was b'nes. So on the luchos, it was written in end of mems, we're assuming now. Everything was end of mems. So maybe over there, maybe that's why it's good. And that's why it's not a good, by v'niskeyem, we learn at mayim, meaning nischa mayim. Elososim was pesuach. But shem yishimun, kagui komigagalei, you're going down in dagas. You're utilizing a regular mem instead of an end of mem, instead of shem. Domagab yirmiya, bitemagab chir bagava, benatzbach, meaning a regular mem, a regular nun, a regular tzadi, a regular fei, regular chof, not the end of ones. Tzoyfim amorum. Tzoyfim means the Nevi'im are the ones that wrote these letters. They're Mechadish's letters. So in Mele, this is from the Nevi'im, and the other one is from Aseres HaDibros. So one can't replace the other. It's Gui Komigagei. Frag the Gemara, V'tizbera, the Nevi'im were Mechadish this? V'oksiv Eila HaMitzvahis, Sheinanovi Rashoi Lechadish Dover. The Tosef warns that Menatzbach happens to be out of order of the Aleph Beis. Mem Nun Tzadi is correct, but Pei should be before the Tzadi, and Chof should be the first one. Why is it out of order? Zok Tois is the last line of the top Tois is, V'hoda nokat menatzbech, v'hoda nokat keseder alfa besa, bishum de menatzbech mashma, min tzoyfim. Menatzbach is min tzoyfim. So the tzoyfim is the vim. Menatzbach, tzoyfim amorum. So well, it's min tzoyfim, it's a remez. V'tizbero, frek du mora, how could it be that they were mechadish it? V'oksiv eila mitzvahs, she'en anovi rashoi lechadish dover, anovi can be mechadish something, me'ato from, hence, from hind, meaning you can make something new. If menatzbach, if those letters were not existent as not ended letters, so how could the Nevi'im make it up? Elo, Zok du gemora, me'ashem have, elo, me have meida. No. Elo zok de moga. Me have. Avada, they were there before. Me have. There's no question. They weren't mechadish these letters. Like meida lave yadin. Hey be emtsa teva. Hey be seif teva. They didn't know. We call it endemem. But they didn't know if the square one was in the middle or the end. Or the long nun is in the middle or the end. That was what they were mechadish. Also tzeifim, and the tzeifim came, tikninu, and they were misaken. This goes at the end, and this goes in the middle. Frag the Gemara, that's still a chiddush of tzeifim. Hakati, eila mitzvah, and anovi rashoi lechadish dover. Me'ato, that's why they call being mechadish. You're deciding what goes at the end, what goes in the middle. Ela zok the Gemara, avade was always known what was in the middle and what was at the end. Just was forgotten, and they reestablished that which was in priorly known. So it comes out in the Gemara Le'olam, the regular mem was also always in the luchos. It wasn't just the end of mem. And it was always in the luchos, the end of mem at the end, and the middle one, the regular one in the middle. Just they reestablished where it's supposed to go, that which was forgotten. But being that it was always in the luchos, so there's no megare when you're writing a Shem Shimon, because the fact that you have a pasuach, pasuach is not megara, pasuach was in the luchos too. I mean, the Gemara is having it was that it's only called Eluye because it's in the luchos, and we thought that the regular mem is not in the luchos. The fact that it's benes oimed, the fact that it's hollowed out and it doesn't fall the middle of the end of mem, that's not what makes it Eluye. The Eluye part is the fact that it was in the luchos, and we thought that the regular mem was not in the luchos. The maskon is everything was in the luchos. So Mela, there's no Eluye with the end of mem over the regular mem. The fact that it's Oymed Benes, that doesn't make it Eluye. Zog demo, gufo amarev chizda. Mem besamach shabaluchos, benes oye oymedin. Vomarev chizda, ksav shabaluchos. The etzim text was nikra me bifnim, benikra me b'chutz. It was written from the inside and the outside. It means from both sides, it was read and legible. Kagoin, devuv, bubon. Rahav bahar. Soru v'gas. So basically, we see it's written backwards. It's written both ways. You can read it both ways. You can read it as Nevuv, and backwards is Bubon. And Rahav is Bahar, and Sogus Vigos. Tell you why do we ask? Why do you use words They don't even exist in Aseres HaDibros. So Tais is Temo. Damai Nakadlu came in the Lehava Beluchos. Why are you using words that weren't even in the Luchos? So La'olam, the Ness is that it's read from both sides. Rashi in Chumash really says that it's read from both sides, meaning Anoichi is read Anoichi on one side, and the other side it's not read Yudchav Nun Aleph. It's read Anoichi. Here the Gemara is saying Nevuv Bubon for some reason, but Akaponim is read from both sides. That is a Ness, right? It's totally Chakuk. It's read from both sides, and yet the Mem and the Samach are mit Benes. Zog the Gemara, Amrilei Rabbonon Reb Shu ben Levi. Rabbonon told Reb Shu ben Levi, Osu da'adaki or idna levei medrisha. Young children came today to the Beis Medrash. The Amru Mili, and they said things, da'afilu b'me Yeshua ben Nun lo itmar, kamosayu. They were mechadish tifa zachen in the oisis of the Alabes, that even in the Zman of Reb Shu ben Nun, this wasn't said. Zog the Gemara, Aleph Beis, Aleph Bino. Aleph is a lashon of Yalfinon, to learn. Aleph, if you learn, then Bino, then you'll receive wisdom. Gimel Dalad, Gimel is a lashon of Gemoil. Dalim is paupers. If you do Chesed, you're supposed to do Chesed, Gemilas Chasodim for Dalim, for paupers. My time of pshute kare the gimel the gabe dalit. Why is the gimel, the leg of the gimel, facing slanty towards the dalit? Zog the Gemara, shkindako shal goymel chasodim, logutz achadalim. The derech of the goymel chasodim is not to wait for poor people to come to you, but to run after the poor people. The gimel is facing the dalit, the dal. My time of pshute kare the dalit, the gabe gimel. And why is it that the leg of the Dalad is a little facing, slanty, towards the Gimel? So, Gemo, the Limtzilei, Nafshei, he shouldn't make himself unavailable. The pauper shouldn't make it hard for the Ani to give, for the Asher to give him. He should Limtzilei, avail himself, that the rich man could give him the Tzedakah. Umay time mahada api the Dalad mi Gimel. Why is it that the opening of the Dalad is not facing the Gimel, it's facing the Hay? It's closed. The closed part of the dalad is facing the gimel. So the gemara, the liten le bitzina. So the pauper should give him bitzina. It should be like closed. It shouldn't be seen. It shouldn't be obvious. Matan b'seis is the ideal tzedakah. Ki heicha de lo lichsev mineis. It shouldn't get embarrassed. Hey vav, zeh shmoi shal kodesh baruch hu. Zayin ches tes yud chof lamed. V'mata oisakein. And if you do this, all the above, aleph beis, you learn. Gimel Dalad, you do Gimel Dalim, you do Chesed, you do Matan Beseisa, you have Hashem in your life. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zono Yischa, Zayin is Zon, Chein Yischa, He gives you Chein, Meitiv Lecha, that's the test is Toiv, V'noyis Lecha Yerusha, and He gives you Yerusha, that's the Yud, V'koish Lecha Keser, that's the Chof, V'Keser, Lo'ilam Haba, Lo'ilam Haba is the Lamed. Kesel Olam Haba, Chof Lamed. Zog the Gemara weiter. What else did the Dariki dashen? Mem Psucha, Mem Stuma. There's a mem that's open, and a closed mem, and an end mem. An open mem and an end mem. Psucha v'stuma. Maime Pasuach, Maime Sosum. Sometimes you have to open your mouth and dashen, and sometimes it's better not to dashen. For instance, Maise Mekova Zog Rashi. You're not supposed to dashen. Sosum. Nun kfufa nun pshuta. You have an end of nun and a regular nun. Neman kofuf, neman poshut. That means a person has to be humble, kofuf, bent over, and at the end, he will be poshut in the next world. That's where he'll get soifa kovet lovoi. In this world, be humble, be bent over. In the next world, you'll be a nun poshut. Samach ayin, smoich aniyim, support aniyim. Lishtachina, simonim asei b'teira. Make simonim, make remozim, make hints that you should remember the Torah. V'kneyoiso, and that's how you remember it. Like the Gemara says in Erevin, asei l'cho simonios. That's how you kind of say Torah. Like the Gemara always says, Simon, before a sugya, to remember the sugya, the Shaka V'tayah. Pei kfufa, pei pshuta. What is the two types of peis? Meaning, an end of pei and a regular pei. Pei pasuach, pei sosum. Meaning, Rashi says, b'shasa mechansim pazer. That means at the time that people gather to listen, pazer, so then open your mouth and spread the Torah. However, pes also means b'shas hamefazrim kanes im yesh golem imcho. B'shas hamefazrim, when the time that people are speaking that are worthier than you, then kanes, then close your mouth. Then it's not the time for you to speak. Then pipe down. Then pes osum. Then keep your mouth closed. Because it's golem imcho that should be dashening. So sometimes you have to open your mouth when people gather and there isn't someone worthier than you, but b'shas hamefazrim kanes, sometimes you have to close your mouth and let others.
Zog the Gemara, tzadi kfufa, tzadi pshuta, the two types of tzadis, and end the tzadi, the regular tzadi, tzadi kofuf. A tzadik has to be kofuf, bent over, humble, tzadik pashut, tzadik pashut. Like we said before, that if you're humble in this world, you'll be received a world a reward in the next world. Ksefer Kavod Lavoi. Frag the Gemara, we just said that. Hanu neman kofuf neman pashut. So Gemara, hoisev lecha kosuf kfifa kfifa soi. You have to be extra humble. Additional remez, the nun, and the tzadi, that the tzadik in this world has to be kofuf and doubly kofuf, doubly humble. The Rambam says, this is lechore right to the Rambam, Svasemes points this out, the Rambam says that all the midas a person has to go b'derech emtzoi, b'derech beinoni, derech hamemutza, except for the mida of anova. When it comes to humbleness, you have to go derech hamemutza. You have to be doubly humbly, and that's what the Gemara says over here. Hoisif kfifa al kfifa tzoi. Zok the Gemara, mikan. From here we derive shenitna teira b'manu d'roish, meaning. Reses anova yisera. That's how the Torah was given, with an added reses, fear and humbleness. Kuf kadosh, kuf is kadosh, reish is rasha. So the kuf is kadosh and reish is rasha. So the Gemara,
my time,
mahader api the kuf mi reish. Why is the kuf facing away from the reish? After all. Zog Rashi, listen to Al Yehu. Really, it's the back of the Reish, klapi the Kuf, that's facing away. The Reish is closed up, klapi the Kuf. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roitzeh L'Stakka B'Pnei Rosha. So we're saying it in a listen to Al Yehu. We don't want to say the Reish, the Rosh has his back against the Eibishter, against the Kodesh. So we say that the Eibishter doesn't want to look at the Rosha. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein ani yochel l'stakka b'Rosha. But after all, the tagim of the kuf, the tagim on the top, like a zayin, small little zayins that we make at the end of the roof of the kuf, are facing towards the reish. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im choizaboy, if the Rosha retracts and does tshuva, ani koishaloi kesa komoisi, he will get a crown like me, like the tagim. Umaytam ekara the kuf tuyo. After all, the kuf has two legs. One leg that's connected, and one that's standing in midair. So my time ikar the kuf tluya, why is it standing, hanging in midair? So Gemara, the hodabe, if the Rosha does tshuva, so then la'ayo, he can enter through that little gap by the hanging leg of the kuf. Frag the Gemara, why have to enter through that gap? The la'ayo bahach? Meaning, let him go under the regular bottom of the kuf, which is also an open area. What's wrong with entering that side? Zog the Gemara, Misyela l'Resh Lakish. This is a right to Resh Lakish, Dom Resh Lakish. Mai d'chsiv, im l'leitzim u'yolitz, u'lanovim yitin chen, boli tamei, poischin loi. Someone is boli tamei, someone wants to sin, so they make it easy for him. Boli tarim isayin oisoi. So there also, Rosh wants to do tshuva, so then it makes it easier for him. We open an additional opening for you, right by you. So that's why the kuf is hanging. It's hanging opening. Not enough for him to go around in the regular opening. We let you come in by the opening right by you. Messiah Noisoy. And that's a remez to that Yisoyed. Zog the Gemara, Shin is referring to Sheker. Tov is Emes.
Sheker and Emes. Tuf is Emes. Maitam is Sheker Mekav Milei. Sheker is Kufrei Shin. All the letters are one near another. Out of order, but they're near each other. And Emes is Merach Kamila. Emes is the furthest apart. Aleph is the first letter in Aleph Beis. Mem is in the middle. And Tuf is the last. Why are they so far apart? Zogdi Gemara. Shikra Shchicha. Sheker is very common. So Kuf Reishin is near each other. It's common. Kushtla Shchicha. It's hard to find honesty. So they're far apart. Umaitam Shikra Achadikarikoi. Sheker is sitting on one leg. The shin comes down as a spitz in Ksav Ashuris. The Kuf is all spitz. The Reish is a spitz. It's one point. The MS is all straight. The Mem is straight in the bottom. The Aleph has two legs. The Sof has two legs. Zog the Moga, the Emes Melamed Lebune, it's standing straight. It's Melamed Lebune. It's like a Levena, like a brick, two feet. It stands. It's Mushkev Toiv, like a Levena. Zog the Moga, Kush the Koi, because Emes remains. Sheker Ein L'Raglayim. Shikra L'Koi, Sheker doesn't stand. It's going to fall over. So that's where it's on the spitz. Now the Gemara continues, At Bash, more droshes in the Aleph Beis. The first letter corresponding to the last. Aleph Tov, Beis, second letter to the second to last. At Bash, that means the Abish is saying like this, Oisi Tov, the Rosha, you were Tov me. You despised me. Esav Eloi, I'm going to now be Misavet to you. Bitmiya. Avada Nisht. Vaita. Beis Shin, Piloi Choshak, you weren't Choshak me. Shmi Yochel Olav, I'm going to have my name on you. Kimel Reish, Gufoi Timei, Metame is Guf, Erachem Olav, I'll be Merachem on him, that's Reish. Dak, Talsoi Sanol, he shut my doors. Kanav Le'agadeh, I'm not going to be Megadeh, it's Kanayim. At Kamidus Roshoim, this is At Bash, Lemidus Rosho. Avamidus Sadikim, the At Bash is as follows. At Bash, Imata Boish, if you're a Boish, if you're humble, if you're embarrassed, Kimel Reish. Then, one second, at bash, im ato boish, ato boish, at bash is ato, and beishin is boish, then gimel reish, talet kuf, im ato oisakein, guf boduk, then it's going to be a guf boduk. Im ato oisakein, then gur boduk. Gur boduk, meaning your nefesh will be boduk in the shamayim. Meaning your nefesh will be tzore tachas kisei. Gur boduk. Gur bedoik. Hey tzadi vov pei, meaning hey interchanged with the ches. Chatzitza v'bein cholaaf. There'll be a separation between you and anger. Za chas tan. Ve'en ato mizdazea min ha-soton, za is mizdazea, and ha-soton is ches-sat, again, ches interchanges with this, and this chas, in that mizdazea, from the soton, ha-soton. Yam kal is omar, gehenem lefei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Sar Shal Gehenem tells the Eibishta, Yibodei Shloilom, la-yom koil, meaning, give me everything in my yam. Gehenem says, I want everyone to come to me. I want the ganze Welt to come to me, even the Yidden. And then the Eibishter tells back to the Gehenim, and now the Gemara Darshans as follows. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, now the Gemara Darshans, every seven letters in between. Aleph, Ches, Samach. Right? Aleph and Ches is seven in between. Ches and Samach, seven in between. Beis, the second letter. Tes, seven in between. Ayin. Gimel Yud Fei. Achaz Bata Gif means Ani chos aleihem. I have rachmonis on them. I'm not going to have them go into Gehenim. Bnei shebo to be gif. Gif, Dr. Rashi, is niuf. They pushed away znus. Dachatz. Meaning, dachatz is Rosh Tevis. Dakim, they're tohoirim. Kanim, they're doive emes. Tzadikim, they're tzadikim. Halak, ein chochelik behem. Again, the hein ches interchange. Umarz and sheit. Zog di gemorre. Omar Gehenim Lefonov. So the Gehenim tells the Eibush, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mori Zanini, please, I'm hungry. I need Zara Shel Sheis. I need the descendants of Adam Rishon. Give me Klal Yisrael too. Give me everyone. So the Eibishter answers the same thing. Omle, the Eibishter says, Al Bam. Now we do Aleph Lamed, the first letter, the middle letter, and then the second letter, and then the second one after the middle. Al Bam, meaning you have no chelik in them. Gindas. Not just you have no chelik in them, but Lehechon Holken, where do they go? They go to Gindas. They go to Gan Eden, Leganadas. The last Gemara, Hey Vop, Hey Ayin and Vov Pei, corresponding, meaning the amount between, so to by between Hey and Ayin and Vov and Pei, Omer Genem Fei Kodesh Bochi, Baruch Shalom, Oye Fanochi, I'm starving. Give me people. I need to fill up my Gehenim. So the Zatz Chak, Halolu Zara She Yitzchak, the Ebesh says, Zatz Chak, there is Zera Yitzchak. And I'm not going to give you Kol Yisrael, but rather, Tor Yesh Chot, Tes Reish, Tor, meaning, wait, Yesh Li Kito Is Kito Shalav Kechovim, Shani Noisen Cho, I'll give you an abundance, groups of Goyim that will come into your Yam and Gehenim. That is the Gemara. Kabbalistic, or Pikabola, we see the Yesodus of the Aleph Beis. We'll stop over here, the end of the omelet.